Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr. with Ausperity Private Wealth. Retirement planning is more than just saving money. It's creating the life you've always dreamed of with financial freedom. I specialize in retirement and legacy planning. Build a strong financial portfolio so you'll enjoy retirement and leave your family a strong financial legacy. Secure your financial freedom. Call me, Mike Venaria Jr. at 856-252-0107.
Securities through Sanctuary Securities, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Ausperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
It's a big day in Pennsylvania today and a big day in New Jersey, too, where Republicans want to take the state back and make it red, and they can, after the results of the 2024 election. And Bucks County, what happened today with the commissioner's meeting? Oh, man. Fireworks, baby. Fireworks. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. It's so great to welcome back to the show. And he's victorious. He won. Thank God. Congressman Scott Perry, Pennsylvania's own. How you doing, my friend?
Well, I'm doing awesome. We have an opportunity here to save the Republic coming up. And, you know, already there's the excuses. I don't want to hear them. Let's go fight for our country.
Yep, exactly right. Let's do it. You had a fought battle. I mean, you had a hard fight, but you fought well. You fought strong, and you won. Congratulations.
Yeah, the Democrats put in, you know, millions of dollars, all from the West Coast. My opponent, as you know, didn't live in the district, didn't campaign. Figured they'd run the same campaign in the Pennsylvania's 10th district that they were running nationally, that Biden ran. It did work, but look, it was definitely a dogfight, and you know, we got to be wary of that stuff. It's why every single vote counts, and why we can't let these guys get away with this, mail-in ballot boxes, you know, count votes after the election, count votes that don't count. Can't let them do any of that stuff, because that's how they win.
Yeah, exactly right. And that's what we're seeing here right now. I mean, this recount with McCormick and Casey, Casey's got to concede this is a joke, but he's using it to raise money. It's a giant money laundering scam. That's really what it is, what it comes down to.
Yeah, well, as usual with Washington, D.C., it's almost always all about the money. And I don't know if Casey is ever going to concede, but Dave McCormick is the senator-elect. He's going to be the senator from Pennsylvania. And, you know, I don't know what Bob Casey's going to do, because I don't know what he's ever done. But he's going to do something. He's going to do something different than he's been doing for the last three senatorial terms.
Yeah, exactly right. And he's got to do something different, because he's done nothing. I mean, I said the other day, I said this is the hardest he's ever worked in 18 years. And maybe if Bob Casey had worked this hard for the last 18 years, he might have actually won re-election. But he's just been a gigantic, you know, I mean, you never see the guy. Now he won't go away when he needs to go away. It's amazing. Talk to me about the priorities for this incoming Congress. Obviously, if you listen to the media, the attention is all about bathrooms. But I know it's a lot more than just bathrooms, obviously. What are going to be the priorities of the next Congress, 119th?
Well, the priorities are to get our economy back on track so that so our people can afford to, you know, live their lives as Americans. So, and that's going to start with tax and energy policy. We're going to have to do that under a thing called reconciliation, which is a fancy term in Washington, D.C., that just means we don't need 60 votes in the Senate, right? So that's what we've got to do. I'm recommending something very quickly, a small package. Because Washington, you know, as usual, will try and throw everything on this train that's rolling down the tracks, and that'll just slow the thing down. So we can't get involved in that. But, you know, look, the Senate has got to confirm the president's pick so he can get started in the agencies. Legislatively, we've got to work on the economy, that's energy and tax. We've got to work on security, that's border security. And then we've got to work on just general what's happening around the world. So that's Ukraine, that's China, that's Israel, and supporting the president's agenda to get us out of these wars and get us back on track. Unfortunately, look, Chuck Schumer's still there. We still haven't gotten funding done from the current year that we're in. And while he's gone, the gift that keeps giving, Kevin McCarthy put us in, you know, gave us another debt ceiling into next year, into the Trump term. So we've got to figure out how we get past that debt ceiling, And you know, the Democrats aren't going to want to help us on that, and so they're going to want something, and it's going to be more bankrupting of the country. So we got to find a way to navigate that.
I also think, too, you know, you've spoken. Let's think about Ukraine for a second here. I think what Biden is doing, escalating the situation right now on his way out the door, is incredibly dangerous. By saying to Ukraine, you can use long-range missiles right now into Russia, that is a very dangerous situation. And it's almost as if the deep state is trying to make it so that President Trump won't be able to end this war.
Well, it's probably partially true. Certainly the military establishment that is Washington, D.C., that's not soldiers out in the field, but that's contractors in Washington, D.C. that love to produce munitions and have them used all over the world. You know, their sons and daughters aren't dying, but people are around the world. They want this to continue on, and I think Biden does want to. Now, let's be clear. You and I think, certainly me, don't agree with what Russia has done, don't like Putin and want Ukraine to be a sovereign nation with its borders intact. That having been said, you know, we're not going to take any crap from Vladimir Putin or Russia. But quite honestly, where is the EU? Where is Poland? Where is Europe in general fighting this war against Russia in their backyard? Why do we have to be doing it from 5,000 miles away? And look, the war is one thing, but why are we paying for the pensions in the general government of this country? We're not even securing our own border. We're fighting harder to secure the border of Ukraine than that of the United than that of the United States of America. There's just, you know, there's these inconsistencies. So we're not saying the world's perfect, but I think there's a solution here, and I think that President Biden is making sure that his friends are taken care of on the way out the door and putting the next president in a very difficult position.
Congressman Scott Perry is with me. It's great to have him. Part of your new role, of course, of keeping our intelligence community in check by being on an incredibly important committee, I want to get your thoughts on Tulsi Gabbard being named the Director of National Intelligence.
Yeah, look, I served with Tulsi. Quite honestly, she doesn't have a great voting record, and I disagreed with her on some things regarding national security, but she is not, she's for using military conflict as the last potential and possible resort, and I agree with her on that. But I would say this, in this role, the president is very strong. He knows where he needs to go. He knows where he wants to go. I think he's going to listen to her advice and counsel, but at the end of the day, he's going to do what he wants to do and depend and rely on her for some of the technical aspects. As a member of the military uniformed services, she's certainly qualified. I don't agree with everything on her assessments, but look, it's going to come down to the president's decision, and I'm comfortable with that.
How about as Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth? I mean, I like the idea of having a guy who actually served in the military, who understands the struggle that our soldiers go through, and can understand the people on the front lines, and that, you know, when the Pentagon makes decisions and those guys screw up, they're the ones who are held accountable. But the bureaucrats in Washington never ever seem to have to pay a price for any of that.
Well, that's exactly right. That's why I love Secretary Hegseth, a soldier, not the revolving door of Washington where, you know, you serve in some legislative body, you go out and you work for one of the big military production contractors, you work there for a while, and then you come back into the administration, and, you know, the contractors keep on getting rich, and the stockholders keep getting richer, and we don't produce things that will win wars, and we end up in wars that we shouldn't be in. I think that the Pentagon just failed its seventh audit, right? It has never passed an audit. And for everybody that's saying this guy's not qualified and who is he or whatever, well, let me ask you this. In your whole lifetime, which Secretary of Defense are you going to hold up as the one that solved all the problems and made, you know, tell me which war we've won. Tell me which conflict we've won. Tell me how come the Houthis with flip-flops and John boats are defeating the world's greatest navy. Like, things are not in a good place militarily using the standard system that we have. I love that the president is shaking it up.
And this is coming, by the way, from retired Brigadier General Scott Perry after 40 years of military service saying all these things. So thank you for your service, my friend. And, you know, thank you for having the courage to speak out on all these things. I think it's really important. So I'm grateful to that because you call it like you see it. And that's the bottom line. And you understand the forces that this president is up against. And you don't want to see America getting into foreign conflicts. And you don't want to see America being the world's police. And you get that. And since you served for 40 years, I mean, your words matter on this issue. They really do.
Yeah, you have to have a strong military. It's how you maintain the peace, but you have to be very judicious at how you use it. And us sending all these people and weapons and stuff all over the world was not the design of this country, but the founding fathers. It's gotten us into a heck of a lot of problems. It's nearly bankrupting us. It's unnecessary. And, the military contractors can find a way to make a living and keep us strong and safe without bankrupting us and killing us, especially those who have never worn the uniform. That's unacceptable, and that's what I love about Secretary Keith Hegseth. He's the guy that's worn the uniform. He's been on the ground, and, he's not beholden to these organizations that just want to make $1 million for the stockholders.
Congressman Scott Perry, always a pleasure, my friend. Thanks for making time today. And, of course, please follow the congressman on social media, at Rep. Scott Perry. I'm so happy you won. You're a patriot. You're always welcome on this show. And I expect we're going to do some great things together in the next couple of years. I'm really happy that you're on the Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. I think it's fantastic for Pennsylvania, for the whole country. So thank you for your service and your patriotism.
Well, thank you. Thanks for all the kind words. Just remember, we got to support Matt Gaetz as Attorney General. It's going to be
sure,
cataclysmically
yeah.
good. It's going to be yeah. awesome.
I was actually, since you brought that up, if you got a minute, tell me about it. Because,
I mean,
you worked with him. You were his colleague. And I'm excited about the pick. I think he's a disruptor. And I want to see disruptors in these positions.
Yeah, Matt Gaetz is he's quick. He's one of the sharpest guys you'll ever meet, and they are persecuting him relentlessly using this. Just remember, the Ethics Committee is not due process. That it's a one-sided argument. Also remember that all the appointees are either Democrats or were appointed by Kevin McCarthy, who hate Matt Gaetz.
Right.
And so that's why they dislike him. They've created all these issues. The Department of Justice has taken his home away from him and has pursued him relentlessly on charges that are unfounded. As a matter of fact, the last people that they charged, that said he had done something wrong, those are the people that ended up in jail, not Matt Gaetz. And so this is absolutely, when you think of George Papadopoulos and Michael Flynn or Roger Stone or Steve Bannon or any of these, or President Trump for that matter, think about why we need Matt Gaetz as the Attorney General, so that the Department of Justice and the awesome power of the federal government is not weaponized against its own citizens. The only guy that's willing to do that is Matt Gaetz and Donald Trump.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm tired of people saying that he caused an unnecessary fight in the House. It's inside baseball crap, number one. But number two, it was good to shake it up the way he did, and I was happy about that fact. And I think we got a much better speaker now than you did. But you're right. Look, he's made a lot of enemies. That's not a reason for him not to be confirmed. And I also like the fact that he's going to go in there and he's going to make sure that the people that weaponized the FBI and the Department of Justice against the president and other American citizens, by the way, not just simply Donald Trump, but others too, are going to be held accountable and outed versus just, more status quo, covering it up and just keeping Washington going the same way. We have to actually hold these people accountable. I know I'm not saying that you don't agree with Congressman Scott Perry, but we got to hold these people accountable for what they did to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and to American citizens.
Yeah, and he's the guy that, other than President Trump, he's been right in the middle of that persecution. They had, they can't do anything to him because they have found nothing, but they destroy his character. And the people in Washington hate him because he stood up to them and this system and the swamp. And that's why they hate him. That's why they want to destroy him, because he's effective, which is why he needs to be the next Attorney General.
All right. I appreciate it, Scott, very much. Congressman Scott Perry, thanks,
Thank
my
you.
Friend.
God bless you.
Yep. God bless you.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, so we got a lot to chat about. We are I'm actually live in Atlantic City right now. I'm at the Hard Rock Cafe, Hard Rock Casino. It's my buddy Mike Donahue, the chairman of the Cape May County Republican Party. My buddy Don Purdy, the chairman of the Atlantic County Republican Party. I have a big party here, a lot of Republicans, talking about how to flip Jersey and make it red. So I'm going to talk to those guys a little bit later in the show. Your reaction to Bucks County and the commissioner's meeting and everything that happened today. I've got more audio for you. And still, I want it to go viral, what happened with that commissioner and what she said. But let me go to Candace. Candace is calling right now. She was at the hearing in Bucks County. Candace, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, Rich?
I'm doing well. Thanks for the call. Tell me about the meeting today.
It was great. So I ran for the 140th District State Rep seat. We weren't able to get in, but one of the things we discovered this election was using mail-in ballots was something we needed to get our Republican people to do, and we were able to do that. And even though that wasn't necessarily successful in my race, it was successful for Trump, it was successful for McCormick. And we wanted to show up and let the commissioners know that we weren't going to let them sway those votes that we had earned for our candidates.
Good for you. I'm glad. And you ran a great race, Candace, and you got a great future in politics. You really do. I found that the apology today, the fake apology and blaming it on Roe v. Wade, I mean, that was just a disgrace.
It's a distraction. I mean, it really is. I mean, I don't think she realized what a hole she dug for herself with those comments last week.
Damn, it went viral. I mean, national, international,
yeah,
actually. I mean, it's everywhere, right? And this is the thing. I mean, we're watching this recount happen. Even President Trump put it on Truth Social that the Democrats are trying to steal the race in Pennsylvania. This is not what we want for Bucks County, but they know that Bucks County is red. Bucks County should be red. It is. It went red for Trump. So, I mean, we got a chance here. We really do.
Yeah, and we're unifying a bunch of people. I mean, like, I was talking to some MAHA people today that were RFK Jr. people. We have our more conservative movements, like Right for Bucks. Scott Pressler came in. It was a really unifying movement today, and it was great to watch that, to be a part of that, to see everyone come together and say we're not going to tolerate the corruption any longer.
Candace, you think the MAHA movement drove a lot of suburban moms to Trump? Because I do. I've heard that a lot from people. We're just tired of, you know, not being able to give our kids healthy food or to have to pay so much more for healthy food, I should say. You think that was a big part of it?
Maybe some of it. I mean, it just depends on the person. I think everyone had different reasons.
Yeah.
There was a few people like Jamie Walker Cohen. I mean, she's had an ongoing lawsuit with the commissioners to get some emails during the COVID era stuff.
Yep.
Trying to get her kids, you know, back into schools. I mean, there's just been a lot of suppression on the part of our commissioners, Bob Harvey and Diane Marseglia. And, you know, this is just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, we really want to push them. And especially going into the midterms, we got to keep fighting to have the ground we have and to take more.
When are they up for reelection?
Ooh, they are.
27.
All right. So we have some time, but unfortunately, They have too much time, but it's only 2 years away, so we can make this happen. All right, Candace,
this
if people
year
want
we're
to
focusing on township supervisors and school boards this year. That's what we're focusing on in 2025.
It's important. It's really important. How can people reach you, Candace?
You can find me. My website is candace4pa.com, and I'm also at candace4pa on Instagram and on Facebook as well.
Thanks, my friend. I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Thank you, Rich. Appreciate it.
You got it. I know Joan Cullen was also there today. Joan stood up and had a point of parliamentary procedure. What was your point today?
Oh, I wanted to ask a question of privilege.
Question of privilege,
something,
right?
Yeah. So, and I guess technically it says a member of the assembly or whatever. I consider the audience an assembly. And I had to speak because of what Commissioner Marseglia had said in the beginning, mm-hmm. where she went on her, you know, excuse, where she was saying that she doesn't have a platform. You know, she's just one small person in a big sea, and she doesn't have a platform to really get her message out there. And for me, that was just a bridge too far. Because she did attack me 4 years ago, and as I said in my public comment, I didn't want to bring that up today, but when she was trying to play the victim, I thought someone needs to say something and remind people about the abuse that these commissioners have put us through in Bucks County during their terms.
And there's a lot of, and Candace brought up some of that with what's his name, Dinsker? Is that how you say it? The public health guy?
Oh, Dansker, Dr. Dansker,
yeah.
And
yeah.
Jamie Walker and Megan Brock.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've done a lot to people in Bucks County, and as I said, they called me a racist, basically said I was hateful and racist for saying that the United States wasn't a systemically racist country, which is a point that Tim Scott himself has made on the floor of the Senate, and they use the taxpayer-funded website to do it. So to say that she doesn't have a platform is ridiculous. She has more of a platform than most of us do, and to play the victim and say that we have to be careful about our words and how we attack other people and how it can affect their families, I thought, wow, it's really galling to hear that from her.
Well, you deserve an apology. There's nothing worse than being called a racist, and it's you're not a racist, and it's terrible that she said that about you. I also found it fascinating today that you said at the meeting, I was walking on the Atlantic City boardwalk, which is why my nose is so red. If you're watching the YouTube chat, it's sunburn. That's the thing, it's sunburn. But I was listening in my AirPods to the hearing, and when you said that you called her, and she called back, and what did she say about Donald Trump to you, Joan?
She said to me that it's priceless. My opinion was priceless because I support a convicted rapist. And that just really, you know, I couldn't believe my ears. I had called her as a constituent. You know, we're not relatives. We're not friends. We're not barbing at each other across the Thanksgiving dinner table. And when she called me and said that, I was shocked. And so I said to her, you know, Commissioner Marseglia, are you really going to add to your troubles by now defaming the president-elect? You know that he was not convicted of rape. But she didn't stick around to listen to too much of what I had to say. She actually hung up on me. But, yeah, that's what she said, that I support a convicted rapist.
And that's Diane Marseglia, the chairperson of the Board of Commissioners of Bucks County. Just an absolute disgrace. Keep up the fight, my friend. I know you will. So thank you, and thanks for being there today.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
Thanks, Joan. Joan Cullen, proud Zealy Army member. Jerry's in Port Richmond. Jerry, I know you wanted to talk about Lake and Riley. Go for it.
Okay. The purpose of my calling is that the animal that killed Lake and Riley has been convicted. But that cannot be the end. It has to be the beginning. And where I'm going with this is just a short time before the verdict, we found out that the guy that killed Lake and Riley was transported on one of the Biden-Harris migrant flights.
Yeah,
it was
flown to Georgia. Yes. Paid for by the taxpayers. Yep.
What my point is that there are, in my opinion, it's an opinion, many accessories to this murder. I'm not just talking about Biden, Harris, and Mayorkas. I'm talking about every congressman, GOP and Democrat, who knew about this migrant flight program, who supported the funding, who didn't blow the whistle on it because silence is consent. They share in some of the blame of what happened because these migrant flights were hidden from the public. You caught a little bit here and there, but at the end of the day, you know, somebody had to be paying for this. This is a massive amount of money, and the GOP held the House of Representatives. They control the purse strings. So how did they allow this to go?
He didn't use money that was appropriated by Congress. He just used money that was from the Department of Homeland Security. So he just, you know, took money that was not appropriated for this and just used it. I don't think you can blame Republican members of Congress for this. You can blame Biden 100%. Well, you can blame Harris 100%.
We need a truth commission to find out what they've been doing with these migrant murder flights.
Well, we know what they've been doing, Jerry. It's not like a hidden conspiracy here. Biden was flying these people around the country in secret using taxpayer dollars to pay for this through the Department of Homeland Security and Alejandro Mayorkas. It's not a secret. Everybody knows what he did, and the result was Lake and Riley's murder, and other people were hurt, too, by this. But, you know, it's not it's all there. That's why Trump won. I mean, Trump won because we exposed all this. We exposed the secret migrant flights. We exposed what they were doing by flying these people around the country, putting them up in taxpayer-funded hotel rooms. And this was all through the Department of Homeland Security. This was Alejandro Mayorkas at the direction of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
Well, you said something earlier that nobody's paid a price for any of the malfeasance at the FBI and the CIA and all the other things. Well, this is another one where, sure, there's a political price that was paid, but no one's paid a price in terms of losing their freedom and having to defend themselves in front of a court for the things they've done. So, again, I don't think this should be the end. I think it should be the beginning of uncovering fully, and that's, you know, just through congressional testimony.
yep.
everything that's been done to this country. Because
all right, Jerry, I got to run. Listen, I got to run. Thank you. I got it. You got it. You made your point. You got it. You absolutely. 855-839-1210. I got to go. I'm late for a break, though. Listen, Dr. Mike Veneria is the top story of the day. He's the best. And you might have unused dental benefits. You got to check. HSA, FSA, health insurance. Call Dr. Veneria's office. They'll help you figure that out, okay? Or go to VeneriaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com, and he will help you with that today, all right? And do it. It's really, really important. The other thing I want to mention to you as well is Cherry Hill Volvo, our studio sponsor. We're so grateful for their incredible support. Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. How about this? You know, the Zioli family car is the Volvo XC90. It's a third-row car. I love it. It's safe. It is all the latest technology, and it is the safest seven-passenger SUV on the road. Well, guess what? They have an incredible lease program for you right now at Cherry Hill Volvo on the XC90. All-wheel drive, baby. That's what I'm talking about. With those winter and you got to make all the trips with the kids in the car, that's what you get with the XC90. And an incredible price right now at Cherry Hill Volvo for only $687 a month, including using all applicable rebates. But if you're a Costco member, you're going to get an extra $2,000 off the lease of the Volvo XC90. You'll love it. But look, if you don't want a big SUV like that, I get it. Maybe you want the S-Class, made at their plant in South Carolina. The S-Class is great. Either way, go to Cherry Hill Volvo. There's a lot of Volvo dealerships out there. There's only one that stands with us at Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Only one is our studio sponsor, and that's Cherry Hill Volvo, and that's where you should go today. Say hello to Judith and her incredible team. They will do everything they can to make you happy and make sure you get all of the incentives and rebates possible to get you the best deal. Maybe you want to do a certified pre-owned Volvo. They've got a lot of those in stock as well. Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, where relationships matter.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth. Financial planning can be overwhelming, regardless of market conditions. I specialize in retirement and legacy planning and tax minimization strategies. Protect your family and future generations without sacrificing our shared principles of hard work and American independence. Take control of your financial future. Call me, Mike Veneria Jr. at 856-252-0107.
Securities through Sanctuary Securities, Inc., member FINRA SIPC, advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
Okay. This is a big deal. Dawn's Early Light, taking back Washington to save America. The president of the Heritage Foundation, Kevin Roberts, joins me now in Philadelphia. Hello, Kevin. How are you?
Man, I'm doing great. It is always great to be with you, Rich, and we just have a spring in our step these days, don't we?
Yeah, we do. We had a great week, and the Heritage Foundation played a big part in that. You guys got maligned a little bit here and there, unjustly, I would add, but nevertheless, a lot of your people are going to be playing a big role in this administration going forward, so I'm excited about it. Congratulations on the book, Dawn's Early Light, Taking Back Washington to Save America. Let's talk about it, and great title, by the way.
Well, thanks. Trying to do is tap into that inspiration we get from that beautiful, those beautiful three words in our national anthem and apply it to the present day, which is to say that, of course, politics and policy in Washington are vital. It's great the election went well. It's great the president's cabinet appointees thus far are fantastic. I'm optimistic about some good policy changes. But the point that I try to make in the book, Rich, is that even all of that, as great as it is, isn't enough. That each of us, especially those of us who are outside the imperial city of Washington, have to do our part in leading our families and being active in our communities. And as I know you talk about, also being involved in our local and state politics. If we do all of those things and we revitalize our schools and our other institutions, then I'm very optimistic about the American future.
Let's talk about schools. You have a whole chapter about it. Schools should teach piety. So what is that? What does that mean?
I mean two things by that. The first is the more obvious meaning of piety, which is it ought to be that American public schools are friendlier to faith. Obviously, in the United States, we have a long tradition of not having an official religion. And what I'm saying in schools reclaiming piety is at least allowing students to talk about natural law and God and their respective faiths. It's one of the great aspects of our pluralistic society. But the less obvious meaning of schools reclaiming piety is the piety all of us as Americans should have, regardless of where our people are from, regardless of where we go to church, what our native tongues are. regarding the cultural inheritance all of us have if we wake up in the United States. And by that, I mean all of the men and women who came before us, not just in the founding of this country, as you and your audience know better than anyone in the country, but even going back millennia before, the men and women who laid the foundation for what we understand as liberty in the United States. We've lost that because we've allowed the radical left to take over our institutions. And this is the battle plan of how we reclaim those institutions.
Donald Trump won, in my opinion, Kevin Roberts, because he's always been about fighting the elites. And he's pointed out how the elites have been controlling everything, not just the levers in Washington, but controlling the levers of society in general. And most people feel like they don't have a shot. They all these people are working against them. I think a lot of people empathize with Donald Trump when they saw the way that they were using the justice system against them. I mean, moms, you know, the Justice Department came after them for speaking out during COVID at school board meetings. So they empathize with him. They got it. They connected with him on this. You have a chapter in your latest book, Elites Must Serve the Nation.
The greatest example of success for us, the greatest measure of success for us, will be when through some public opinion poll or some other way, we are able to determine that what you just said is true, that the elites understand they serve ordinary Americans. And you put your finger, Rich, on two things that have caused regular Americans who weren't really paying attention to this reality to wake up. The first was the ridiculousness around the COVID lockdown.
Yeah.
And the second was the not just mistreatment, but as you say, the persecution, the political persecution of a former president. And even, as you know, some Americans who were not huge fans of Trump looked at that persecution of the president and said, man, there's something wrong with this country. We have to fix it. And at the root of both of those things, along with what's at the root of the rot of our schools and our culture, is that elites in Washington and New York and Brussels have been telling us that X is Y when we know that that's not the case. And we've got the opportunity with this election victory, but also with this awareness that Americans across the political spectrum have developed to begin to take back our country. I really do believe that this is returning to our founding principles because so many Americans are aware of what we must confront, and that is the power of the elites.
You point out how we're not an empire, right? So that's also a key point. Empires fall, and we have to remember that. And I think we have to judge accordingly how involved we get in the world. And I've seen, I mean, too much this administration. I think another reason why President Trump won. It's America first. We're not the world's policemen. And we can't be engaged in all of these conflicts around the world. The very same time we're making the focus of our military DEI and, you know, drag queen brunches on military bases.
We ought to have the humility as a people, and especially those of us who are conservatives and people of faith, to acknowledge when we were mistaken. And that's what we've been trying to do at Heritage regarding the entire conservative movement when it comes to the neoconservative interventionism of the last generation. And what we are saying is that if, in fact, we want the Department of Defense to be the most efficient, lethal fighting force and organization in the history of the world, then you have to be more humble. You have to be more restrained about where you use that force, because America, unfortunately, is not as strong in 2024 as it was in 1984. And acknowledging that reality upsets these very same elites that you and I were just talking about. But the fact that they're upset tells us that we're over the target. And so if you take as an example, Rich, the appointment of our friend Pete Hegseth to be the Secretary of Defense, Pete is perfect for that because he's a rank and file combat veteran who's brilliant and also can explain this to the American people. I'm very excited about the opportunities for reform in the Department of Defense, because if we don't do that and we keep spending hundreds of billions of dollars on weapons programs that were for the last war rather than for the next war, then I am very worried about the future of America.
Yeah, well said. And I think that the part of Donald Trump's appeal was, and the people that were really against him were a lot of the neoconservatives. And let's face it, right? That group of there's not many of them left, but that group of never Trumpers, it's always what drove those people and still does in large degree. It's still that. They want America to be involved all over the world. Kevin Roberts is with me. He's got a brand new book out, and I'm very, very excited to share it with you today. It's called By Dawn's Early Light, Taking Back Washington to Save America. You talked about faith. Faith matters. And I think that we're seeing a reawakening of people who will be able to live their life according to their faith after all the attacks of everything that's happened. I want to ask you about some of Trump's nominees and how you think they're going to fare as they go before the Senate.
Well, I think as a class, it's the strongest group of nominees I can think of in my lifetime. And there are some nominees who are going to breeze through, like Senator Rubio. He's a very highly regarded member of the Senate across both parties. I think Pete Hegseth is going to get across the finish line. I do think the two nominees who are going to have the biggest fight, to tell you something you and your audience know, but maybe give you a little bit of inside baseball from a friendly person inside Washington, will be RFK and Matt Gaetz. And in the case of RFK, we at Heritage are very much aligned with his Make America Healthy Again program. It's common sense. More and more Americans are realizing that. I think if he's able to answer some legitimate questions about where he is on the life issue, and I think he will be able to do that, and I think he gets confirmed, we are 100% behind him at Heritage Action. And then also in the case of Mr. Gaetz, even though there is a lot of supposed baggage surrounding him, none of that has been proven. And I understand from conversations in the Senate today with Vice President-elect Vance that he's been able to move the dial. We're rooting for him as well. We think that he will clean up the Department of Justice, particularly if he goes in with a very clearly delineated plan, great men and women around him. And also, this is very, very important for all of these nominees, Rich, that they communicate to the American people about what they're doing, why they're doing it, and how they're going about it. If they do that, then I think that the Trump-Vance administration will be able to sustain the very obvious political will that exists to reform the administrative state.
Talk to me about, I mean, Laken Riley today, her killer, this illegal immigrant animal who murdered her in cold blood, found guilty on all 10 charges. Laken Riley's murder was something that was extremely preventable, absolutely 100% preventable. This administration flying this man down to Georgia on a taxpayer-funded flight. Why did all this happen, Kevin Roberts? And Laken Riley, it's so sad, but it was a wake-up call for a lot of people.
It was, and I know that you can relate to this, and everyone in your audience can. As a father of four, three of whom are young ladies, it's hard for me even to see a picture of Laken Riley, but I look at a picture of her every day to remind me of two things and remind us at Heritage of two things. First of all, that as tragic as her murder was, she's not going to die in vain, that we are going to prevent, to talk about solutions before the problem first, we're going to prevent, with all of these solutions coming in from our Heritage fellow Tom Homan, as the borders are, this from ever happening again. But it speaks to the problems. And unfortunately, tragically, in a very evil way, the Biden-Harris administration opened the southern border intentionally, allowing more than 11 million illegal aliens to come here so that they could build a Democrat majority coalition for the next generation. And they obviously did not think through the reality that some of those countries would be opening their prisons and the worst of the worst would come here, like the murderer of Laken Riley. I'm hopeful and prayerful that this terrible, tragic episode is a reminder for the rest of our careers and lives, Rich, that that kind of thing can never happen again.
Yeah, I agree, Kevin. And I also think that in this moment we're in right now, where we've got the ability to make just fundamental change, right? We've got Donald Trump going in there for 4 years, disruptors all around him, ready to go into Washington and just, you know, bust things up and make changes here. And the mandate, the winning the popular vote, right, Kevin Roberts? I mean, that is freaking huge. Like, nobody saw that coming. Nobody saw that coming. We saw it coming, but yeah, you know, I'm a superstitious man, so I didn't want to get excited about that fact and jinx it. But holy cow, we got a chance now to really go in there and end this. I mean, we talk about drain the swamp, it's a cliche, but we've got to rein in this bureaucracy. We have to take this bureaucracy away from the people that are unaccountable and unelected and put it back into the hands of the president and the people that are around him who are elected by the people with a mandate. We have a chance to really do that now. And I think part of it is having a president who's not going to be running for re-election, and also having people around him that aren't afraid to get their hands dirty.
No, that's right. And you think about, as you know, Trump winning the popular vote is just the second time that has happened for a Republican president since the end of the Cold War. It's been a long time. And it's a mandate for disruption. I mean, nothing short of that. The administrative state, the elites must be disrupted. It's very obvious that's what drove a majority of Americans to vote for him. And to your point, it will be not just some random lost opportunity if we don't all take advantage of that. It may be the last great opportunity we
yes.
have to reclaim our country.
Yes, exactly right. I'm so glad you said it that way. That's exactly what it is, right? This is our moment. This is our chance. We cannot blow this chance. That's why I want disruptors around President Trump, people like Matt Gaetz, like you just said, for that exact reason, because we get one shot at this. If we can't do this now, Kevin Roberts, we might be really, really screwed. And so we got to seize this. And it's going to be 4 years of fun and a lot of work, but we can do this. And I know you're going to play a big role in that, my friend. So I'm excited for you for that. So go out and pick up a copy of Kevin's book today, Dawn's Early Light, Taking Back Washington to Save America. And follow him on X at Kevin Roberts TX. Thank you, my friend, for all your hard work in this election. Congratulations to you and everybody at Heritage.
Thanks, Rich. Keep up the fight.
All right.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You know, we'll talk about Bucks County and we'll talk about everything that's going on there locally. It was a lot to get to, and we're gonna discuss all these things. But I do want to say that privacy is everything, right? Privacy matters. So much of your life, my life, is online and it's everywhere. So what do? You got to protect yourself with DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo Privacy Pro, a 3-in-1 privacy solution that will help you be safe online. It's like putting on your armor when you go out to fight on the internet. And it shouldn't have to be a fight, but too many people are looking to scam you and hack you. Now look, I'm here in Atlantic City doing the show, and I'm on the public Wi-Fi. Thank God I've got the DuckDuckGo VPN, so my data is encrypted. But even when you're home, using your home Wi-Fi, you better have a VPN to protect you so that your internet service provider doesn't see what you're doing online, all right? That's also incredibly important as well. But it's a 3-in-1 privacy solution that also gives you personal identity theft restoration if, God forbid, your identity is ever stolen. It gives you personal data removal if, and there is stuff about you all over the internet. Your phone, addresses, email, all that stuff, right? So DuckDuckGo is going to help get rid of it for you. $10 a month, that's it. $10 a month for that peace of mind. You can't pass this up. Plus, you go to DuckDuckGo.com/1210, get a 7-day trial. That's right. 7 days to try it out and see just how effective it is for you and how easy it is to use on your phone, your laptop, all over the place. DuckDuckGo.com/1210. Sign up today.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
And we are live in Atlantic City. It's a lot of fun. How about 5:15? Good. Come back at 5:15? Perfect. All right. Awesome. So, listen, here's the deal. We're going to have some great people coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. We're going to focus on Jersey a little bit and how we flip Jersey red. Scott Pressler has said it is going to be a point of his to make New Jersey red. And we can do this. We can do this. Absolutely we can. By the way, my face is red because I went on the Atlantic City boardwalk today and I walked around. It was a beautiful day and I got sunburned. So my buddy Steve Pacerduni is here, and his wife Gina, who's a makeup artist, she came over and put a little powder on me. But it's not enough powder. I need the Fox News cake. That's what we call it, Matt DeSantis, in the business. It's cake. It's that big, thick goo they put on your face to hide the red under the bright lights of the camera. You understand what I'm saying?
I get it. On the bright side, if it doesn't go away, once we cross that Thanksgiving threshold, it'll be Christmas time, and the red nose suddenly becomes very festive.
You're right. I'm like Rudolph. I'm guiding Santa in a sleigh and saving Christmas for everybody through the night. You know what I mean?
A hero.
A true hero, damn it. But no, I mean, the comments, like, we're all this, like, these heavy issues we're talking about today, Lincoln Riley and Bucks County and saving America, and all people want to talk about is my friggin' nose and my cheeks.
It's always something. Either the nose or the color of the tie you've selected. They're never happy.
They're never happy. You're exactly right. And it's a little shallow. I'm throwing it out there. It's a little shallow. You know? Just a little bit. Saying a little bit shallow. This is now Tulsi Gabbard, House Democrat, accusing Tulsi Gabbard of being loyal to America's enemies. It really frustrates me how they're coming after her, but I think you know why. It's the military-industrial complex. They don't want her there, no doubt about it. And that's what they're trying to do to this this incredibly qualified director of national intelligence, soon to be, hopefully, knock on wood, Tulsi Gabbard. And look, I get Perry's point about her voting record. I don't agree with her on everything. You don't have to agree with her on everything. But when it comes to the deep state and going after these people and reining in the military-industrial complex, she's absolutely the right person for the job, 100%. So this is Representative Jason Crow of Colorado mansplaining to Jim Acosta on Wednesday. But I don't understand, though, because I thought Jim Acosta was, when Trump won, was immediately taken and put into journalist internment camp, and he's now sharing a cell with Joe Scarborough, who showed up at Mar-a-Lago the other day and was immediately seized, put into a cell where he's being tortured by having to watch Morning Joe on continuous loop. Is that not what's happening?
No, this was in a studio and not from a jail cell, actually.
Amazing how these people manage to avoid. Well, come January, you sons of bitch, you're all going to be in journalist internment camp. That's right. And Joe Scarborough, I dare you to go back to Mar-a-Lago in January, pal. He's going to feed you the alligators. That's right. Yes, he is. You're dead. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Feed you upside down by the alligators. So they start eating your feet first. That's what Trump's going to do. It's in Project 2025. It's on like page 615, I think. Feed journalists to alligators upside down. Because it takes a long time, you know, to die that way. But it's a quicker death than being driven insane by watching your own show on continuous loop, Joe Scarborough. So look at it that way, all right? Look at the bright side. You're also getting out of being married to Mika Brzezinski. So there's that, too. So alligator death, I'm just saying, I don't know if you weigh it. I can't wait for somebody to call up and go, he's the worst host we've ever heard on this station, actually saying Joe Scarborough should be eaten by alligators. What is wrong with this man? Yeah, and I also want kids to smoke while they're watching Joe Scarborough get eaten by an alligator. How do you like that? Huh? How do you like that? Because I'm a top conservative talk show host, and I think I can say anything, and I got a gigantic ego. Damn right I do. Only getting bigger, and I'm back on Fox News on December 7th. It's good. It's just getting bigger and bigger. All right, so here's this idiot member of Congress. This is the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. Cut number six.
Almost immediately had some reservations, some concerns about Trump's choice for Director of National Intelligence, former Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard. You're on the House Intelligence Committee. What are your thoughts?
Well, this isn't a policy disagreement. You know, we have policy disagreements all the time. You know, Donald Trump won the election. He's going to be sworn in. He'll be the next president. And I'm going to have all manner of policy disagreements. But there's a few of these nominations that have a deeper challenge, that are more troubling than just policy disagreements. Because we have to look at two things, someone's competency and their loyalty. And there's different ways to be competent as a head of an organization. You could have experience running a large organization, a business, and know, you know, organizational structures. You can be a policy expert. You know, there's different models of that. But with Tulsi Gabbard, for example, she has none of these. You know, she's not run large organizations. She's not a policy expert. What she is somebody with a very long affinity for autocrats and dictators that are adversaries of the United States, somebody who's dealt with conspiracy theories. And then the second is loyalty. You know, I question their loyalty to the Constitution versus their loyalty to adversaries. And, you know, every American should be really concerned about that.
Yeah, it's a shame. I mean, the way that these people are allowed, she's a lieutenant colonel in the United States Army Reserve. She loves this country, and she wants to see America stay out of foreign wars, and she wants to see the deep state reined in so that it can't spy on the American people and abuse national intelligence for political purposes. And that's why swamp creatures like this idiot don't want her. That's exactly the reason. Exactly the reason. All right, 855-839-1210. We got a big 5 o'clock hour coming up for you. We're going to focus on the Garden State and Bucks County. Local, national. We got some great audio for you as well. You got to hear John Stewart dropping the hammer on the Democrats over all their losses and their excuses, all right? So we got 30 minutes of nonstop talk straight ahead for you. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr. with Allsperity Private Wealth. Your retirement dreams can become reality if you have a plan. I specialize in retirement and legacy planning. We provide custom solutions to help you navigate through your finances today while helping you build a strong financial portfolio for tomorrow. Take control of your financial future. Call me, Mike Venaria Jr. at 856-252-0107.
Securities through Sanctuary Securities, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC, advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC, and SEC-registered investment advisor.